city of Reno is considering controversial vagrancy ordinances that prohibit specific behaviors. Critics argue that the new rules would target the homeless. I spoke to our contributor Bob Conrad of This Is Reno to learn more. Bob, what would the specific rules entail if they're passed?
So when this ordinance comes back in front of council, the various rules will basically make it illegal to use a cell phone in a crosswalk, climb, stand, sit, lay, or sleep on any public structure not designated for such a purpose. It would also make it illegal to spit on any public property in the city, as well as preventing sleeping on public or private property without the permission of the owners.
And who so far has come out against these rules and why?
So there's been a few concerns raised. Basically, the organization Acting in Community Together in Northern Nevada, or ACTION, they are somewhat concerned about this, basically saying that they would like to see these efforts really refocused on affordable housing rather than being punitive toward those who could be negatively impacted by these rules, which can be the homeless or the poor.
And what are you hearing from the city council members who reviewed this ordinance?
Upon the initial proposal at city council, all city council members voted in favor of it. I think they're probably kind of feeling pulled in a few different directions. You know, they obviously know they need to deal with affordable housing. But at the same time, you know, they do get a lot of complaints from the community and from tourists and from business owners about the homeless problem in Reno and about some of these issues downtown in particular that can be considered unsightly or unpleasant for people to have to, you know, either walk by or witness or whatever the case is.
And how is law enforcement weighing in?
So the Reno Police Department did come out in favor of these ordinances. They do have a service first model. So they said they would not use these ordinances to penalize people, but really as an opportunity to direct them toward the homeless shelter or to available services. Now, the issue, of course, there is if the homeless shelter is full, then they can't really tell people they can't be doing what are called life-sustaining activities, like sleeping in a public park. So that becomes an issue when it comes to people who obviously need services, but if they're not there, then that's a problem.
And so city council has reviewed the ordinance. What comes next?
It's going to come back in front of council here in September, and then they will have the opportunity to approve it or to make modifications.
Bob Conrad of This Is Reno, thank you.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.